federal effort to help rape victims has turned into a debate over abortion. The Justice Department put out the first national guidelines for police and medical staff who deal with sexual assault victims. Those guidelines have drawn protests from a bipartisan group of lawmakers and hundreds of other groups. That's because the department chose to omit any mention of emergency contraception. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Anna Cleek doesn't remember much about what happened on that June day nearly 20 years ago. She was walking home from class in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A man with a knife pulled her into the back of a truck.
But I do remember my girlfriend Joanna and her mom opening the front door and finding me there literally bleeding from a stab wound at their home, which was almost a mile away from where the incident occurred.
And 6 weeks later, she remembers her doctor, the same doctor who'd examined her after the rape, telling her she was pregnant. She was 19 years old, from a conservative Christian family.
He had to sedate me. I lost it. I went ballistic. I think I damaged some of his furniture in his office.
Anna Cleek had an abortion. 3 months later, she learned her pregnancy could have been prevented. Her doctor didn't tell her about the morning after pill. She believes women who are raped should be offered emergency contraception. The Centers for Disease Control recommends it. The American Medical Association recommends informing a rape victim that emergency contraception is available. Chris Shays is a Republican congressman from Connecticut. He says it's logical to explicitly mention emergency contraception in the Justice Department's guidelines.
A victim should be told that they have this easy way to prevent a pregnancy. And the only reason they're not told isn't because it's not safe. They're not being told because there's some people who believe this is a form of abortion. And they're letting their own personal view interfere with the proper information that an individual is entitled to have.
An early draft of the Justice Department's guidelines called on healthcare providers to inform a woman about emergency contraception and offer it. That language disappeared in later drafts. The final guidelines recommend that healthcare providers discuss treatment options, including reproductive health services. The Justice Department declined several requests from NPR to interview Diane Stewart, who heads the Office of Violence Against Women. That's the office that released the guidelines. But in a statement, the department says the guidelines recognize the diverse opinions and beliefs held across the country on various issues. Therefore, the language is purposefully broad to provide users with the opportunity to tailor the protocol to their local community standards. Many religious conservatives oppose the use of emergency contraception. Richard Doeflinger is a layman who works on bioethics issues for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. He says the church's teachings allow for preventing pregnancy of rape victims, but the church does not allow for emergency contraception if it's believed the woman has already conceived, not even in what he calls the tragic circumstances of rape.
Those circumstances don't change the humanness of the newly conceived child who may also now be in the situation, who is as much an innocent victim as the mother. And so Catholic teaching requires us to respect the lives of everyone who's involved.
For their part, women's advocates are trying to make emergency contraception available to rape victims who want it by getting the states to pass laws that require it. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.